Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Lamed, and the Gemara talks about an unusual situation where a person lends, let's say, a poor person money, and then he says to the poor person, I'm going to pay you back from the tithe that I'll have to separate to give to the poor. That's called Maaser Ani. And then what happens is the poor man dies. So if the poor man dies, then what does he does he lose his loan? So the Gemara says, no, that the rabbis were concerned that people wouldn't lend money to the poor in this manner, and that's obviously beneficial to the poor. So therefore, the rabbis said that we transferred the debt to a different poor man, and that way he's able to still separate the tithe for the poor and be able to collect and be able to use that as the collection of the loan. So the Gemara says, but what happens if the poor man gets wealthy and then he's no longer eligible for the tithe for the poor? Well, in that case, if the poor man got wealthy, then we wouldn't be able to say this. The rabbis didn't make that takana. In that case, the person who lent the money would lose his loan, and the poor man wouldn't have to pay it back because the loan was dependent upon the Maaser Ani. So the Gemara says, why did they make a takana for the dead but not a takana for the poor? So the Gemara says, Misa shlicha ashiras lo shlicha. Death is common, but getting wealthy is not common. Indeed, Rav Papa said, that's why people say, if somebody tells you that their friend died, believe him. Believe the truth. Believe the report. But if somebody told you your friend got rich, don't believe him. Meaning to say that death is much more likely than getting wealthy. And in fact, it's the opposite of our mindset. Most of us think, oh, okay, the death is not going to happen, but the wealth is going to happen. But really, we see it's the opposite. And so that's what the Gemara says.